More lawsuits are being filed in connection with the September 11th terrorist attacks. Victims or surviving family members are suing Osama bin Laden and the Taliban government. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
He was at his desk at One World Trade Center when the first plane hit his building on September 11th. He managed to get to the roof and was hoping to be rescued by a helicopter. But his wife, who was pregnant with their fifth child, never heard from him again. Now, the family of the man identified in court papers as T.S. is suing Osama bin Laden, Afghanistan, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda for up to $1 billion. And the family is not alone. Other attorneys around the nation are preparing similar suits, as one lawyer put it, to make the bad guys pay.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty American to go sue the bastards, so that's what we're doing, and that's what people seem to want to do.
John Cole is a Washington attorney who's sued the Ayatollah for the American hostages held in Tehran. Now he says he's representing families who want to sue bin Laden.
People, for the most part, want to try and get a piece of these terrorists any way they can, and this may be the only way.
It may sound like a quixotic gesture, but families may now have a better shot than ever. Since 1996, Congress has passed a series of laws allowing victims to sue terrorist states in federal court and get paid from foreign assets that the U.S. has frozen. In recent years, courts have awarded Americans held hostage in Iran nearly $300 million. And in another case, the families of three men shot down over Cuba collected nearly $100 million from Cuban assets held in the U.S. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Cannon is now pushing legislation to make it easier for other victims to do the same.
You know, if you've lost a husband or a father or a loved one of another sort, you don't want just the money. I mean, you can't pay for somebody's life, but you can't hurt the people that have hurt you, and taking their money is one small way to do that.
The U.S. currently has about $260 million in frozen assets linked to the Taliban, bin Laden, and Al-Qaeda, and there may be hundreds of millions more here and abroad. But even if all that money went to pay families hurt by terrorists, the September 11th victims would have to compete with many others. For example, the thousands of people killed or hurt in the U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. California Attorney John Burris has already sued bin Laden on their behalf.
We believe that we are first in line. Our incident happened in 1998, so it seems to me we are certainly first in line in that regard.
The prospect of a race to the courthouse is one reason the Bush administration opposes the idea of using frozen assets to compensate victims. With a limited pool of money, State Department officials say the process would be inequitable, a concern echoed by former counsel to the Reagan administration, Ed Wilson.
There needs to be some serious thought given to how this is done. Otherwise, it becomes a feeding frenzy at the front end with people trying to fight to be first in line, and it leaves people who are very deserving, who perhaps are not fortunate enough to sign up with the right lawyer in the right time, left with nothing. And that is simply not fair.
State Department officials also say using frozen assets to compensate victims would undermine U.S. foreign policy. The U.S. traditionally uses blocked funds as leverage against hostile states. Stu Eisenstadt, Deputy Treasury Secretary in the Clinton administration, says that should happen here as well.
Here we have a ready-made source of money which can be used as leverage to get a pro-Western, pro-American, anti-radical regime in. And that will serve the broader purpose of protecting victims in the future and assuring that Afghanistan is no longer used as a haven for radical groups, including Al-Qaeda.
Administration officials say a better way to compensate victims is the special fund set up by Congress. Under the law, families would be paid with money from the U.S. government, but the government would always have the option of taking terrorist money to pay itself back. Tovia Smith, NPR News.